loads of us love to text. Every month, the average person sends 92 of them. But what might surprise you is some of the messages.
The worst thing I've had texted to me is a girl telling me I'm dumped.
I actually received an important text message that someone in my family had died.
My brother was with this girl for like 3 years and she dumped me by text as well. I think cowards do that.
In fact, nearly a quarter of 18 to 44-year-olds share all their big news by text. Jo Bryant advises Debrettes, who are the authority on how to behave. She reckons it's an easy way out when things are heating up.
Text messages are very popular. It allows people to steer clear of confrontation, not to feel too embarrassed if they're having an awkward conversation. And also, it does seem there's less of a social taboo around sending texts.
2 in 5 people reckon it's OK to break bad news via an SMS, according to a survey by T-Mobile. But most of the people we spoke to aren't so keen.
What's wrong with facing people? Everybody hide behind text now.
Well, I think it depends sort of how long you've been going out with someone. If it's sort of just like a month relationship, I think that's acceptable.
Yeah, I reckon you should tell people to their face.
I think it's definitely better to speak to people, but I think more and more people now are using it because it's a cop-out.
It seems we might be following the example of celebs. Kerry Katona recently split with Mark Croft via text. Britney Spears ended her marriage with Kevin Federline by SMS. And Cheryl Tweedy sent one to dump Ashley Cole.